Unit 4, Lesson 3, Motor Vehicles, The Pros and Cons. The automobile has many advantages. Above all, it offers people the freedom to go where they want to go, when they want to go there. The basic purpose of a motor vehicle is to get people from point A to point B as cheaply, quickly, and safely as possible. However, to most people, cars are also personal fantasy machines that serve as symbols of power, success, speed, excitement, and adventure. In addition, much of the world's economy is built on producing motor vehicles and supplying roads, services, and repairs for those vehicles. Half of the world's paychecks and resource use are auto-related. In the United States, one of every $6 spent and one of every 6 non-farm jobs are connected to the automobile or related industries, such as oil, steel, rubber, plastics, automobile services, and highway construction. These industries account for 20% of the annual GNP and provide about 18% of all federal taxes. Together, they are also the world's largest consumer of energy and raw materials. In spite of their advantages, motor vehicles have many critics because of their harmful effects on human lives and on air, water, land, and wildlife. The automobile may be the most destructive machine ever invented. Though we tend to deny it, riding in cars is one of the most dangerous things we do in our daily lives. Since 1885, when Carl Benz built the first automobile, almost 18 million people have been killed by motor vehicles. Every year, cars and trucks worldwide kill an average of 250,000 people, as many as were killed in the atomic bomb attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and injure or permanently disable 10 million more. Half of the world's people will be involved in an auto accident at some time during their lives. By providing almost unlimited mobility, automobiles and highways have been the biggest factor leading to urban sprawl in the United States and other countries with large livable land areas. This dispersal of businesses and people from cities has made it increasingly difficult for subways, trolleys, and buses to be economically feasible alternatives to private cars. Los Angeles is a global symbol of urban sprawl, built around a vast network of freeways. An estimated one-third of the city's total metropolitan area and two-thirds of its downtown area are devoted to roads, parking lots, gas stations, and other automobile-related uses. Each day, its network of streets and freeways is crowded with more than 5 million vehicles, which are responsible for 85% of both the air pollution and the noise in this urban area. At peak traffic periods, it can take 3 hours to drive only 32 kilometers. In 1907, the average speed of horse-drawn vehicles through New York City was 18.5 kilometers per hour. Today, cars and trucks with the potential power of 100 to 300 horses creep along New York City streets at an average speed of 8 kilometers per hour. In London, average auto speeds are about 13 kilometers per hour, and they are even lower in Paris and Tokyo, where everyday traffic is called Sukun Jigoku, or commuting hell. Streets that used to be for people are now for cars. Pedestrians and people riding bicycles in the streets are subjected to noise, pollution, stress, and danger. Motor vehicles are the largest source of air pollution, producing a haze of smog over the world's cities. In the United States, they produce at least 50% of the country's air pollution, even though U.S. emission standards are as strict as any in the world. Worldwide, motor vehicles account for 13% of the input of the primary greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, into the atmosphere. In the United States, they account for almost 25% of the country's CO2 emissions, the highest in the world, and 13% of the emissions of chlorofluorocarbons, which act as greenhouse gases and also deplete life-sustaining ozone in the stratosphere. Motor vehicle use is also responsible for water pollution from oil spills, gasoline spills, and leakage and dumping of used engine oil, as well as contamination of underground drinking water from leaking underground oil and gasoline storage tanks. Oil addiction, based mostly on addiction to energy-inefficient gasoline-powered vehicles, also increases the chances of wars, as the United States and other countries attempt to protect oil supplies in the oil-rich but volatile Middle East. What do you think should be done?